So the minister feels that we should stand back and allow him to have a statutory instrument or secondary legislation introduced through the Dáil. He's saying because of this that there will be serious fines for Ireland. That may be so, but we must protect the Irish fishermen, and we cannot make second-class citizens out of our fishermen before the law. We know that this is unconstitutional and completely wrong to do so. Now, I sent a compromise to the minister with amendments in May. He hasn't corresponded with any of our party since then, and at the same time, he is the one, I believe, who's acting recklessly.
And of course, the fishing industry, especially for Ireland, is one which is hugely important in the context of Europe. So it's important that a resolution is found sooner rather than later.
It's very simple, in fact. If he sits down and talks with the opposition parties, consults more so with the industry, this could be resolved. All sides agree that there cannot be such infringements. But if there are, the Irish fishermen should have an opportunity to appeal to the courts of law. But that's not been accepted by him. And in fact, this particular case has been brought before the courts on a number of occasions. And to date, the costs to the state are 250,000. And it's my information that further costs have yet to be drawn down. And there could be as high as 1 million.